Amadeus, Mission Impossible, and Casino Royale are just a few of the more than 70 international films that have been shot in and around Prague since the 1980s. Visitors to the Czech capital can now follow in the footsteps of their favourite stars with a newly published map that will show them where all the action took place. Jan Richter has that story.
Welcome, Mr. Beach. Or is that Bond? I'm a little confused.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
Casino Royale, the 21st film featuring 007, opens with a black-and-white scene of James Bond earning his 00 stitches by killing another agent. This significant moment in James's career was filmed in a modern office block in Prague. If you want to see the site for yourself, just follow the new map entitled Lights, Camera, Prague. Ludmila Klausová, one of the map's designers, is the head of the Czech Film Commission.
One day I was walking to Malá Strana and I was asked by two American tourists about the locations where Amadeus was shot, about where is Hradčanské náměstí and other locations. So it's now 25 years after Amadeus was released and still people ask about the locations where the film was shot. So this was actually when the idea was born to do the map.
Lights, Camera, Prague features more than 50 international movies that are either set in Prague and elsewhere around the country, or use Czech sites to play locations around the world. The lobby of James Bond's Venetian Hotel, for example, is in reality the lobby of the National Museum in Wenceslas Square. Commissioned by Prague City Hall, the map focuses on English-speaking visitors to Prague, as it has only been published in English.
We choose international movies which are known mainly United States, UK, Western Europe. We started with the movie Amadeus, which is like one of the first famous movies shot in Prague. And we ended with the last movie shot here last year, Chronicles of Narnia. We really tried to choose movies with big stars, of course, movies that went to cinemas abroad and were successful there.
The Czech Film Commission hopes that the map will also help promote Prague with international production companies, which now often choose to work in cheaper Central and Eastern European locations. Theo Schwinki is a correspondent for Screen International magazine and one of the creators of the map.
The city was keen to remind people that it is a location for filmmaking, for big-name filmmaking, and just to show off another side of itself. A map alone wouldn't do anything to stop productions from going to cheaper territories. Stopping productions from going to cheaper territories would require doing something truly significant to make the Czech Republic more competitive, something along the lines of introducing more soft money for film productions, a fund for film productions, or in fact a tax incentive or tax rebate.
So if you are in Prague this summer and feel like a stroll through its famous filming locations, the Lights, Camera, Prague map can be found at the city's tourist information points.
And our thanks to Jan Richter for